how Don's colleagues have responded to his ideas. I'm Barbara Roberts. This is a chapter from my second interview with Don Hennessy, published on YouTube.
Here's another question. What year did you and your colleagues at the Cork Marriage Counselling Centre realise that male intimate abusers are primarily sex offenders and are much more devious than paedophiles?
Well, I'm not sure if anybody agreed with me when I brought that proposal to the team initially. I think the team was falling apart at that stage when I came to that conclusion, which would be in the late 90s. And it was strange because I happened to meet Ellen Pence. She came to Ireland. She was from Duluth. And I met her privately. I sat down and had a drink with her. And I said to her, I think actually the domestic violence wheel from Duluth, I said, doesn't adequately cover what's going on. And she said, we've listened to all the women and this is what they've told us. And we put it all together. So it's designed and produced by clients of ours. So I said, excellent. I said, but how many men had a contribution to make to it? And she said, none. And I said, that's interesting. So she said, what's the piece of it that you don't understand or that you don't agree with? I said, I think the outer rim of the wheel should be sexual abuse and violence. And she said, I don't think so. And so we didn't get much further in the conversation. And then she proceeded to make a presentation. And in the presentation, she told the whole group of people at the seminar that her dad left home when they were young and he would come home for maybe twice a year for a couple of weeks. And that's as much as she saw of his her dad. And she was making that out to be that all the family lost out because they didn't have a father in their lives. She then told us that she had four or maybe five siblings, all younger than her. And I said, yeah, that's the reason why he came home. So when I put that to her subsequently, she said, no, that couldn't be the reason. He came home because he needed comfort or he needed food or he needed to know how we were all getting on. I said, the only reason he came back to the house was because he wanted sex with your mom. And she just couldn't accept it.
So your other five team workers who'd been involved with the domestic abuse program at the Cork Counselling Centre, when you got that insight, would you like to talk about that a bit more, their responses and how that's gone?
Well, first of all, they thought it was beyond belief that men would be thinking like that. So then there was one of the men was a retired dentist, and he said to me, you know, I'm giving that a lot of thought on, and I think you could be close to the truth. And then there was one lady, she used to be a nurse years and years earlier, she was on the team, and she said to me, I'm going to stand by you. She said, I'm going to support you and how you view this. And at that time, two of the ladies had emigrated, and the other man on the team had already indicated that he wouldn't be doing the work the following year. So he kind of slipped away gradually. So I was left with this companion lady, and we went around the country then talking to groups about what we believed in. But it was the team was actually in the process of breaking up at that stage. So I've had correspondence, emails, and even conversations with two of the other members of the team since then, and they're coming around to my way of thinking now. It's a slow process, as you know, to get people to change their mind about anything. So, but it's coming.
Yeah. Well, you had that one female colleague who stood by you and joined in with you as you tried to spread the word around Ireland. But apart from her, must have been so lonely and hard going, like you were right at the vanguard then.
I remember a very old man at one of my seminars saying to me, Sonny, now at this stage I was in my mid-60s, he said, Sonny, he said, you're way ahead of your time. So that's how he described my position. So yes, it's quite lonely. And then there are people like you and a couple in the over in California at the moment who want to promote my position. Outside of that, there are very few people who go all the way with me. Most people want to have some kind of sympathy for the man, want to acknowledge that the man needs to be, I suppose, cared for in some way.
Brought to you by Barbara Roberts. Find me on Substack, my blog, cryingoutforjustice.blog, and my YouTube channel, Barbara Roberts Crying Out for Justice. Find my book at notunderbondage.com or Amazon. Thank you for listening.